stagnation is death. Tech has sped things up. We're supposed to now keep on top of our WhatsApps and our emails and our social media. Do I feel exhausted yet restless? Or do I feel relaxed yet energized? It's Stress Awareness Month. What a perfect time for me to talk to you about your stress. You can literally flick a switch and get yourself straight out of that exhausted yet restless. The worst thing that we can do for stress is... Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And it's Stress Awareness Month this month, so I thought what a perfect time for me to talk to you about your stress, because we are all under unprecedented levels of the stuff and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. What I wanted to do in today's podcast was just draw to your attention some really quick, easy wins that you can do to support your stress right there, right now, no fuss, you don't have to buy anything, you just need to know what to do. So the first thing that I want to say about stress is that stress gets stored in the body, okay? So it's not really about thinking your way out of it. It's about literally doing something which is going to offset that horrible feeling that stress gives us, which is exhausted yet restless. That's that horrible stressy feeling. Now, the feeling that we want to get to is relaxed yet energized. Oh. I mean, how nice is that? Now, the good thing about it is when you understand what techniques you need to do, you can literally flick a switch and you can get yourself straight out of that exhausted yet restless, immediately into relaxed yet energized. Okay, and here's how. Because the first thing is to know is that it's stored in the body. So the minute you know that, you can then do some simple body techniques which are going to alleviate the feeling, and then off you go. So the first thing to do is movement. Okay, the worst thing that we can do for stress is to sit still. And yet it's what we're taught to do at school. Sometimes I do really wonder about our education system, because it seems to be, especially with the onset of AI, that we spend a huge amount of time in our childhood being taught to do things that actually aren't actually doing us any favours at all. And sitting still is one of them. Now, the most important thing that we need to do to offset stress is to move. So one of the first things that Chinese medicine says about the body's health and therefore stress is that stagnation is death. Now, that's quite a punchy claim, and in the olden days that kind of made sense. Nowadays with modern medicine, less so. But nevertheless, stagnation is not good, okay? And it is really important when we're adopting self-care techniques that we are really looking to keep the energy flow and the blood flow and the circulatory flow of the body moving at all times, because what happens with the stress response is that it blocks it, okay? It immediately diverts the blood out from the lovely feeling that it's got when it's in relaxed yet energized, when all the things are flowing nicely. So I always akin that to the sort of a bit of ballet music, you know, la 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 la. That's what your body wants to feel like, okay? But instead, it feels under the stress response, because all that lovely circulatory flow gets diverted. It comes out of the digestive system and then immediately it goes straight, is diverted into the muscles for the fight or flight, because it's designed to make you run. So it suddenly starts going like this because you're not running. Because we're sat at our desks absorbing the stress largely through devices or largely through impactful things that are happening at a rate of knots non-stop all day, every day. We are also in an unprecedented level of marketing communications, to-do lists, time-saving devices that have basically sped everything up. Tech has sped things up even more because we're supposed to now keep on top of our WhatsApps and our emails and our social media, and it's all pinging in at a rate of knots, and it just speeds everything up. So this blood diversion and energy diversion is happening over and over and over and over again. And it's just creating this really tight, impactful situation, which ultimately is presenting itself in the body. So what we need to do is immediately counterbalance that with some simple body energizing techniques. So the first one we need to do is shake it off. Okay, now, because I'm sat down and we're all set up in the podcast scenario here, here's where the wonders of technology come in, which it is a good thing, let's face it. And there's a little demonstration of shaking. Shaking it off is the easiest and the best thing that you can possibly do to offset stress. So if you're sat or you've been in public transport or in a car or at a desk or just over sedentary for a long time, the first thing to do is shake. Okay, just shake the body off, because that immediately rectifies the blood circulation, just basically ending up stuck in the muscles because you've not fought or flitted. Okay, so off you need to go and just allow that to be shaken back into the original state it was. And you will find just by doing that for 1 minute that you will suddenly switch and be aware of the feeling. From that horrible feeling, exhausted yet restless, be very aware of what that means. Okay, be aware of how you feel right now. Check in. Do I feel exhausted yet restless? Or do I feel relaxed yet energized? And what we want is relaxed yet energised. So the shake should hopefully flick that switch and get you from one state to the other. If it doesn't, you need to go deeper. Okay, what do we do next? Tap. This is why we tap the body. Now you can tap with your hands. You can tap with the tapper. We can show you the tap with the tapper thing going on here in the little box below. And in the meantime, if you're sat at a desk or anywhere else, you can just simply tap the chest, tap the heart. You will start to feel better straight away. Now, normally, when we're in that horrible feeling of exhausted yet restless, you normally find that you'll be tapping quite quickly because you'll feel agitated. And then what happens is as you tap, you suddenly go, oh, actually, that's quite a nice feeling. It is a nice feeling, it gets it out of your mind, okay? Because suddenly your body's starting to respond and go, oh, I like that, that feels really nice. So then what happens is we start to go into a sort of pleasure signals going on in the body, and that starts to override all this mental stuff going on with the stress response. So the pleasure signals start to creep in. So then the trick is to lean into those pleasure signals and go, I like these pleasure signals, I want more pleasure signals, thank you very much. Okay, how do we do that? You slow the breath. Breathing slowly when you're in the mood to do it is lovely. Okay, it feels lovely. It doesn't feel very nice when you're stressed. So the trick is to meet your body where it is and gently coax it via pleasure into the lovely sensation of relaxed yet energized. So now as you're tapping all over the top body, because anyone can do this no matter where you are, unless you're driving, in which case you shouldn't be watching me anyway, you can start to breathe more slowly, okay? And just do a sigh. Sighing is really good because the liver gets very involved with the stress response. The liver feels the sensations of exhaustion, restless, agitation, anger, frustration. That's all in the liver. But the liver is also kindness, compassion, okay? Forgiveness, that's all in the liver as well. And the liver sighs when it wants to release negative energy. It also hiccups when it's got stagnation in its energy frequencies. If you're hiccuping a lot, or you know anyone that does, that'll be why. It's irregularity of the liver. So we're just now tapping over the head, the shoulders, the upper neck, just a nicely loose fist at the back whilst I'm talking to you. And this is now making my body respond to pleasure signals. It's going, this feels nice, I like this. Okay, how would I like myself to like this even more? Even more, I'm gonna breathe nice and slowly and I'm gonna sigh. And now I can go, And then I can do, now I'm starting to relax a bit more. If you can, you can go down the legs a little bit. If you can, if you can't, just stay at the top half of the body. But can I get to my legs? Yes, I can. Right, can I get down to my calves? This feels nice. Because you see, when you relax, the energy of the body, e.g. at nighttime, goes to the lower legs. Because in the daytime, when we're all busy, 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 it's up in the upper body, moving around up here. At nighttime, it goes to the lower body. So a very simple de-stress technique to just get that lovely feeling of relaxed yet energized is to just simply tap the lower body and be aware that it feels good. And as it's feeling good, I want to feel even better. So I'm going to make myself breathe really nicely so that my body starts going, this is really nice. Oh, nice. And I can start making weird noises because you're in the privilege of your own home. I'm recording this looking like an idiot, but I don't care because my job is to teach you. So nice pleasure noises make the body feel more pleasurable. They do. Now, what are nice pleasure noises? So now we can go to the healing sounds. Now, it's very difficult to go straight to a healing sound when you're feeling all agitated and really strong. But by the time you've done some tapping and some shaking, and now let me just take you into the next one, which I teach you for the meditation, which is the swaying, okay? And the trick to the sway is letting the neck go last. It's like, oh God, so nice. So we stay with the weird noises. Ah is the healing sound of the heart. So that's your heart now getting involved, going, that's nice. And there's another healing sound, the liver. The healing sound to the liver is what you say to agitated babies. And there's a reason why you do it. Why do people say shh to a baby? Because it's the healing sound to the liver. And the liver is the organ which is vexed, which is why the baby's crying. So we are instinctively giving a healing sound to the baby and no one even knew. You just instinctively do it and yet there it is. So now we can now take our attention to the liver, which is on the left-hand side at the bottom of your ribs. Okay, you can put your hands there for good measure. Breathing in, smile into your liver, and you can go shh. Breathing gently in, smiling to the liver. Breathing in, smiling into the liver. And I would like to invite you now to feel really, really calm, because your heart's been sung to, your liver's been soothed, and now we could go to an even deeper state of relaxation. We can go to the Om. Now, the Om is the universal sound, which ultimately cleanses every cell of the body, getting it vibrating into the universal frequency. So at this stage, because you're already feeling nice and relaxed, just smile on your lips, close your eyes, and just Om, and notice how it feels. Om. And just doing three simple Oms is starting to cleanse the cells with very, very simple vibrational therapy. So I've managed to walk you through with some really simple and free techniques from that horrible stressed feeling of exhausted yet restless, all the way through now into a really quite blissed out state. I'm not even relaxed yet energized, I'm just completely blissed out. And that is the human state that we are invited to feel. That's how I feel each morning when I step off the Bayswater Road and into Hyde Park. And every morning I go into the park and the birds are singing and there's all these beautiful animals everywhere and the leaves and the blossoms and all this gorgeous spring energy. And there it is. And the key is for us to create that natural state inside our body, because we are on the Bayswater Road, okay? All day, every day, we are dealing with that reality. But what we want to do is create park life inside the body. And it's a mindset. And that's really what we need to do. So those were some of my favorite stress response techniques. And there are more. I'm going to do more in the next episode. Let me know in the comments below if you found them helpful. And for next week's episode, I'm going to give you even more stress response techniques. And I look forward to seeing you next.